Hey everyone, welcome to the very first episode of What Women Want in Tech. I'm Leah of Unbox PH and I'm here with some of my techie girlfriends. Sino mauuna, ladies?
After you.
Una si girl with the pink hair. Ay, ako na sige, nagkahiyaan pa tayo dito. Hi everyone, I'm Mary and I'm Mary, your tech girl Mary. I'm very excited to do this. Actually, this is my first time na magkakaroon ng podcast. This is going to be played in Spotify, no? Tama ba? Actually,
yeah.
gusto ko yung magsasalita tayo na wala akong idea kung saan siya available.
This is a podcast for Spotify, pero i-upload na rin natin sa YouTube kasi nag-makeup na tayo.
Yes.
True. That was a consideration, no, when we did this.
And we're also here. Ikaw na, girl.
Okay. So, I'm ang cute natin because we're being very polite right now. Nagkakapuan pa tayo. But like, guys, in real life, we are very, very noisy. And like, pag nagsama kami, oh my God, it's never gonna stop. But yeah, I just want to put that out there.
Sige, itigil na natin ang pagpapanggap.
That
we are cool, diba? Calm, collected, and poised.
Yeah. So, hi, I'm Isa. Hi, guys. Sobrang awkward. Okay. So, I'm Isa and I create tech content. Actually, super happy to be doing this because like one of my advocacies for the type of content that I create is to sort of make women's voice heard when it comes to tech and what they want in tech, to be able to create tech content that caters to more lifestyle users, hindi lang yung traditional techies. And like, I don't know. This is a very fun idea to me. I even remember the very first time that me and Leia met at a tech
Korea.
Event. This was what we were talking about how us as women, a minority tayo in the industry, we have like so many different concerns when it comes to tech, when it comes to covering tech. And like now, I'm just so happy that we have an avenue to talk about all that.
Ako, totally agree. I mean, you girls know how excited I am, di ba? Pinagawa ko si Jamie ng artwork and everything. Kasi this episode...
Wait,
this,
si Jamie pala gumawa nun.
Well, si Sean. Thank you, Sean. Si Sean yung gumawa nung parang cover natin. Pero yung per episode natin, si Jamie. Oh, di ba? So they're tapping into their feminine side. I don't know if that's
awesome. Sean and Jamie, ang bait naman.
Yes, they are very supportive naman ang hubby at yung mga guy friends namin dito.
Totoo nga, happy wife, happy life, no? Hindi, pero I have to agree with Isa kasi syempre, parang half of the population, syempre, women, we have women, and tayo yun. And it's only logical na parang, half of the workforce, syempre, in terms of tech. Diba? Dapat tayo yun eh. So, I'm glad nga na, like, there are more female or women in tech. Noong una, parang, iilan lang yung kilala ko. Like, ako, si Isa, si Leah. And then, I started knowing Liz Tech, si Liz. Actually, Liz is supposed to be here, no? Kaso,
yes,
may technical problem lang sa kanila. Wala daw internet, so...
Matinding problema yun.
Pagdasal natin ang internet ni Liz.
Uh-oh.
And marami na rin ako nakikitang nag-review ng, you know, anything related to tech sa YouTube, which is actually good.
I agree.
Yeah, we decided to do this kasi right now, there are more women, but it's still predominantly male. If you think tech,
yes,
you don't think of a kikai girl right away, right?
Correct.
It's really some guy with all the newest gadgets na, alam mo yun, the most powerful. But the truth is, we all use tech regardless of gender. And so women, regardless kung single ka, married ka, or whatever work you're doing, student ka, we all use tech. So we should have a voice. And that's what this podcast is all about. Kaya, umpisahan na natin ang, should I say, medyo controversial na?
Ay, gusto ba to?
So ito, Isa, Mary, does size matter? ... In your smartphone.
Of course. Actually, not just in smartphone. Any kind of tech, mapalik camera yan. Pero yeah, basically smartphone kasi yun naman yung lagi natin ding ginagamit.
I agree.
Gusto ko yung careful yun.
I'm phrasing myself, ano eh, carefully. Although performance matters, although performance is of utmost importance, ano yung sinabi mo kanina, Mary? Gusto ko ikaw magsabi.
Sige, paipanindigan ko. Baka sabihin, si Mary magaling lang behind the scenes. Hindi. Sabi ko, performance matter. Pangalawa yung, of course, yung size. Totoo naman yun. When it comes to smartphones, we're talking about smartphones, guys, ha? Baka maligaw tayo dito.
Gusto ko yung finish ko yun para sabihin mo, sorry, pero tawang-tawa kasi ako nung
sinabi. Sinetop ka talaga ni Isa para sabihin mo yun.
I agree completely.
I mean, diba, smartphones have changed a lot over the years. We started having smartphones for having a 3.5-inch display. Diba, usually ganun naman display nung nagsimula tayo sa iPhone 2G, iPhone 3GS, and even Android phones. And then now, 2021, yung ating era, we started having smartphones na mayroong 7-inch display. And I don't see anything bad, but I don't see anything bad din naman for having a display na, alam niyo yun, around 5 to 6 inches. And people complain about that. Nung unang lumabas ang iPhone 12 mini, nila agad sinabi yung size. I mean, if you feel like complaining about the size, then maybe you're not a target market. Mm-hmm.
That applies to a lot of things. wait, okay, yes, I completely agree. And I would even argue that in every single type of tech, size matters. Why? Because people are also sized differently. And okay, this is a big conversation that my boyfriend and I always have because he always tells me, alam mo ikaw, Isa, you have so many qualifications when you look for tech. Example, when I decided to buy my camera, when I decided to get my tripod, sabi niya kasi, you have a list of the things that you needed to do. But then your last qualification is that always it has to be small enough. And I'm like, how can you not expect me to want a smaller thing when at the end of the day, it's these arms that are gonna carry the tripod or the camera. So bigyan mo ko na super nice na camera if I can't carry it to be able to use it properly. That's not gonna work, diba? Like, it doesn't make sense, especially when we cover tech shows. Tapos, you walk around the whole day. Tapos, I'm carrying my own tripod, my own camera. I'm shooting myself with my backpack and my laptop.
May lenses ka pang dala.
Exactly. So, sabi ko, I mean, you can tell me, para sabi ko sa kanya, okay, you tell me that, but this is technology, it evolves. So once upon a time, I didn't even have a tripod that I could use. And finally, what? Peak Design is here, and it's the right length, and it's the right
weight. I love your tripod, weight. I have to say.
So, diba? He's made me buy that.
Pero kasi it's perfect, diba? Like, my point is,
yes.
Unang-una, that's all we can ever hope for in technology, diba? And that's why we're here. That's why we give our thoughts so that it evolves to our needs. And I think that's one valid point. And that touches on why we have this podcast and that touches on why Mary and Leia and I create content. It's so that our opinion is put out there and we let people know, we let these brands know what we need for our use case. And then, alam mo yun, nagtatumble siya, nag-avalanche siya into what they create for the market. So, parang ako, very important yan sa akin, very near and dear. Kasi again, that's one of my goals as a tech creator. To be able to say na, oh, ito yung bosses namin, ito yung kailangan namin. Because at the end of the day, as Mary explained about the phones, why is it that we're getting bigger and bigger phones? Because predominantly, our reviewers are Caucasian males with bigger hands. And they can handle bigger phones. And that's why when phones decided to fold, they decided that they will fold into a bigger screen. Kasi yung normal size nakikarry ng hands nila. And why are phones like the Moto Razr and the Z Flip targeted towards women? Because women want smaller phones naman that can be put in their tinier hands and tinier pockets. So parang like you see, like parang to me that's the disconnect. And that's why, like, voices like Leia's or Mary's or mine, I feel that's why, like, we're doing it. And that's why it's important to hear that. Marami kong tangent na yun, ha?
It's very near and dear to you. But I have to say, though, na yun, I appreciate that brands are starting to listen. Let's say you don't want a, you know, a folding phone, that's fine. But even, let's say, Samsung, hindi na lang siya S21 Ultra kasi hindi naman lahat tayo pang Ultra. Eh. So, personally, ako, in terms of size, I would go for the vanilla, the S21. Perfect for, I have a very petite frame. You guys know that. Ako po ang pinakamaliit dito sa aming tatlo. There, I said it. So, alam mo yon, my hands are tiny. Ayoko ng phone na parang magkaka-carpal tunnel ako just using it. And considering how often we are on our phones, hindi po ganun katindi ang muscles ko sa wrist to hold such a big phone. Plus, ngayon, when I go out, feeling ko ang bigat ng dala ko because when I go out sa bag ko, it's not just my usual makeup. I hardly even put makeup on now when I leave it. Pero meron akong alcohol and dahil nakadry siya, may lotion, may dala akong UV wand. Yeah, I'm praning.
I'm the same, add a big phone pa.
Alam mo yon, and I'm carrying enough in my tiny shoulders to add a huge and heavy phone.
You know, it's very interesting because, for example, the iPhone 12 mini. I personally know that I was so excited over that tiny phone. I know Mary was excited. I know Leia was excited. But, yeah, you know what happened, right? So the sales weren't as good. And now people are using that as fuel to the fire, saying that there is no need for smaller phones. But I'm like, you know, maybe we should realize that sales weren't that good because the battery wasn't good, not because it was small. I mean, alam mo yon, parang I feel like even if it's not the top one priority for everyone, like it doesn't mean there is no need for smaller phones. Parang, like, coming back to Leia's point, like, the fact that the brands are seeing that there is this untapped market, it's like, it's a pretty interesting thing, and to me, I like that.
I get it naman that for smartphones, if it's a smaller phone, everything is smaller, the screen, the battery, so may pros and cons yan, but to be totally honest, ladies, I huwag niyo ako awayan, pero ako, I'm willing to give up a bit of performance for a phone to be handier.
Smaller? Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
I'm willing to compromise. Depende yan sa usage. For me, kasi hindi naman ako heavy user. So, I don't need the most powerful thing
out
there.
Talaga heavy user?
Oh, yeah.
parang yun, iba naman yung... May sasabihin sana ko, napigilan ko lang yung sarili ko eh.
No, pero hindi.
Girls, i-upload po natin ito.
Wait lang ha. No, hindi. May valid point ako, promise. Yung point ko is, like, people kasi, when they say, eto pa, and guys, ang dami kong hugot with this topic, so I will warn you in advance. My point is, for example, when people say heavy user, what does that mean? People imagine that to be people who game, people who just, like, use all of these. But, like, for example, ako, I didn't realize I was a heavy user, but what I do on my phone, I take a lot of photos. And, you know, it still redounds to that. I do a lot of social media, and it still redounds to being a heavy user. So, parang, my point is, like, sometimes, it's a matter of looking at what the target is and who is it for, diba? Like you said, especially, like you said, Leia, there's nothing wrong with wanting, like, let's say a phone na isa-sacrifice mo, I don't know, cooling system, or ako kaya kung isa-sacrifice ang 120Hz refresh rate because I'm not a gamer. Diba? So parang, those are things that, you know, just because hindi mo siya priority, and I always say this, just because these are not your priorities in your devices doesn't make them any less important. So if you want to sacrifice a little bit of performance, that just means that's not your priority in a phone. And a phone having good design, being pocketable, that's also a feature, ha?
Ikaw, Mary.
Yes, actually, when I first had yung Realme 8 and the 8 Pro, first thing that I noticed, sobrang nipis na niya. I mean, guys, this is not sponsored by Realme, pero it's one of... pero it's the best example kasi ito yung bagong release sa market ngayon. And it's only right to mention, of course, new tech. So, when it came out, and then syempre gumawa ko ng video, and then ang first thought agad ng tao, they don't want it. You know why? Kasi wala daw improvement. the battery didn't even change. The camera changed. Yes, the processor is still the same. Mm-hmm. But then for me naman kasi, maybe those did not change. Pero kasi yung phone, mas magaang and mas manipis. And that matters. So, for me, okay yung bagong Realme 8 series. Lalo na syempre yung 8 Pro for having a 108 megapixels. And having a, hindi lang syempre size, no? Having a phone na manipis and magaang really matters kasi imagine na lang, sobrang bilis na lang, alam niyo, although hindi naman tayo lagi umaalis, pero having a phone like that, ang dali niyang ilagay sa bulsa na skinny jeans, ganyan, it's very pocketable. And magaang yung phone, di ba? And kahit na hindi ganun kalaki yung battery, mapa 5,000 or 6,000 yan, okay lang kasi, honestly, being heavy user during this time, lalo na ngayon COVID season, parang hindi naman priority yung pagkakaroon ng sobrang laki ng battery kasi, We always end up charging the phone naman. So, parang, anong point
basta ng pagkakaroon ng... charging, okay na ako, kahit the battery is smaller.
Oh, God. Can I just say, fast charging is a life changer. So, okay, first of all, never ko naging priority ang fast charging. I remember, trace back ko to, kasi talagang I knew exactly the moment na nag-fast charging ako, tapos sabi ko, hindi ko na kaya bumalik. So, dati wala akong pakialam kung gaano katagal nag-charge yung phone ko. Kasi, nanggaling ako sa iPhone eh. So, I came from an iPhone 6S and I was a wall hugger. And then, eventually, when I switched to Android to review phones, I was like, holy, ang tagal ng battery, hindi ko kaya. So, parang kahit tatlong araw ko mag-charge, okay lang. Kasi sa akin, parang whole day na siya. I don't have to carry around the lightning cord always. Like, nalala ko dati, ang rami ko pang naiwang lightning cord kung kani-kanino. Alam mo yon na parang, my God, ano ko, parang Hansel and Gretel, nag-iwan ka lang ng lightning cord kung saan. Alam mo yon. Tapos, eto yung pivot point. I reviewed the Oppo Find X Lamborghini. Yun yung special edition ng Find X.
Hawakan mo pala yun.
Dude, I had it. So, like, I had it. It was a $2,000 phone when $2,000 phones were unheard of. And I love the design of the Oppo Find X kasi yun yung, I think, first ni Oppo na talagang sleek considering it was a flagship.
Sorry.
Gusto ko yung gumawa. Sorry, tita.
Commercial. Hindi po to COVID.
So, I remember, parang everyone was like, ooh, Lamborghini. Tapos parang ako, Lamborghini. Pero yung one of the features, yung fast charge, oh my God, after that, kahit anong charging ko, ajit na ako. Kasi parang sanasanay ako na yan. Alam mo yung, I'll sit here, talk to you guys, plug it in. Okay na ako ulit. Parang, I never felt the charging. And then I remember, I returned to, was it the Pixel? Tapos parang ako, ayoko na.
Spoiled ka na for life.
It was the screen. It was the first time I realized that I appreciate a bezel-less screen and that I appreciate fast charging. Because after that, I was like, okay na. Naka-Pixel 2 pa ako noon, so ang laki ng bezels. Diba?
Not that I ever used a Pixel. I've never owned one. Nakikita ko lang siya. The funny thing is, we're talking about size, but for years, I've used a Note, which is huge. And that's when I knew that I need a smaller phone. It's just that I needed the S Pen because of work. Kaya ngayon, may separate phones ako. Usually, may magaan akong phone
parang may naisip lang ako bigla. Parang kailan kaya tayo magkakaroon ng phone na small phone, pero may capability to have an S Pen, like with Samsung. Pero like it's ano ba yung term doon? Tractable, nahabaan, bumabalik. Retractable.
Kasi the closest that I considered was the yung Note 10, 'di ba? May smaller version siya. May Note 10 plus, may Note 10. But believe it or not, I'm willing to go smaller than the Note 10.
May smaller pa. Why not?
Pero alam mo, that's so valid kasi for example, ako, I recognize that the Samsung Ultra phones, they're so nice, they're so galing the camera, they're powerful devices, but personally, would I ever buy an Ultra phone? No, because it's too big, I don't like it, I feel like it's too heavy, it's too cumbersome, Leia's right. I agree with Leia. Hindi naman siya sir right. Like, but I agree with her opinion na if I were to buy a phone from the S21 line, I go for the S21. Hindi man lang plus, the S21.
Isa, speaking of Ultra, go Leia.
Ay, hindi. Go Mary. Mamaya na ako. Sige. Kwento okay, ko embarrassing sige. Lang.
Oh my speaking God. Of, parang alam
ko. Parang mas juicy yung sayo. Pero sige, bibilisan ko lang. Speaking of the Ultra, I promised myself that I won't sell the Mi 11 Ultra. Kasi nga sabi ko, ang ganda nito. Gusto ko ito itago. Parang I wanna keep it kasi yung technology na meron yun. Sabi ko, baka hindi na ito maulit. So, I, you know, I wanna make that phone like, you know, some sort of like remembrance. Wait. But then, I started not using it because of the size. Sobrang bigat ng phone. Sobrang bigat ng phone. So, I started selling it. Binenta ko siya.
So, hindi na siya souvenir.
Wait lang. Plan kong i-keep yun. Wala akong planong ibenta. Kasi sabi ko, akin yun. Like, I wanna keep it. Pero wala eh. Parang, pag nakikita mo yung gamit na binili mo, hindi bigay ng brand, binili mo galing sa sa bulsa mo, tapos malalaman mo nandun lang na naalikabukan. So, sayang. Sell it na lang.
Especially pag phones, no, parang sayang kasi alam mong naluluma. Yun yung
yung kwento ko pala, meron akong malas streak with big phones.
Yes.
I drop them and crack them. Like, ha! The Note 9. The Note 9. I covered the event 3 days after the
New
launch.
York?
Nabagsak ko yung, as in 3 days after the launch, girl, nabagsak ko yung phone, basag siya, oh my God. Alam mo, hindi pa siya available. And it's because hindi siya mahawakan ng kamay ko. May malas streak ako na yung mga big phones, yun yung mga nadadrop ko. And hindi siya magandang drops. I've cracked a lot
alam
of screens. It broke my heart each time.
So ako, yung theory ko is like, parang kasi hindi mo naman ma-judge yung durability ng phone. Na nalaglag ko siya once na-crack na kasi depende yun sa laglag mo eh, gets. Diba?
And malas kasi parang talaga eh. And it's glass na, diba pag dati uso pa yung display na super curve and it's so prone to cracking. It's not the brand's fault. It's really me.
Hindi, pero kasi meron, like, my friend was the person who cracked the S10 on the first day, yung nag-viral na tweet, yung rainbow phone.
Uy, tinalo niya ako. Umabot ako ng 3 days.
Like, one day, tapos it got cracked because he was trying to shoot it and it was admittedly a slippery phone. Pero wait, balik ko lang kay Mary. Mary, question ko sa Mi 11 Ultra. Like, yung whole like contribution ba ng pagiging malaki yung notch yung pag hindi mo gamit sa kanya, curious lang ako.
Wait,
cause like
anong notch
yung
what notch?
Sorry, yung camera bomb shocks
camera.
Kasi curious ako because I really wanted that phone. I have not been able to get my hands on it. Pero when I saw that it was such a big bomb, medyo na turn off ako. I reviewed a phone with a similar back screen technology dati. That was like, alala mo yung Leia, Meizu?
Oh, that! The Meizu. Yeah. That's a tiny back.
But it had a tiny screen at the back. It had a cutie screen. I reviewed it and called it a cutie screen. And then their official Twitter decided to create a poll if they should start calling it a cutie screen.
Oh my gosh!
Because, like, what else do you call it? But my point is, so I reviewed that. I liked it. Pero it wasn't that big kasi. It was thin. It was a relatively thin phone. So that's why I was so curious kung bakit yung Mi 11 Ultra.
Ganun ka, kapal.
Oo.
I think it's the sensor eh. I think talaga yung... Parang naging nagkasabay. Like having a very large sensor and a very... the display. Parang, ano bang, wait, yung phone na sinasabi mo that came out, yung sa Twitter, like, what are the features? What can it do? Touch?
It was such a luma phone na, pero like, the idea was the same. There was a tiny little screen on the back that allowed you to
see yourself.
see yourself, tapos pwede siyang always on display. Pero it wasn't like that powerful of a phone. That time, it was an okay phone. Pero like compared to like the flagships now, of course, it's not as powerful. Pero kasi, as like if it's just a screen, people have done it that it's not so thick.
Yeah, so maybe parang possible siya, pero hindi nagawa kay Ultra, right? Yung parang yun ba yun?
Yeah. Kaya ako curious sa kanya na parang when I saw your photo where you put it, like wait, which is, was it the Ultra? Yung sinabit mo dun sa
yes, sa monitor ko.
Oh my gosh, that was wild. Okay.
Girl, sinabit ko siya and then MKBHD posted after like a day. Sabi ko, oh, ginaya tayo ni Marquez. Papalang mukha.
Oh, di ba? Girl, ang ginaya niya. Grabe yung clean natin.
I'm pretty sure, he did not saw that. Parang lahat naman ata tayo gagawin.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Yun. You'd be surprised. I think he's seen that.
I don't know. Pero, no, girl, yeah.
Don't undersell yourself. A lot of people
see okay,
sure.
Thank you.
For sure. Oh. So, anyway, ladies, to wrap things up, does size matter? Oh, I think that's a big why. Yes.
We're going to ending up again.
Nagtatangent
tayo.
Yeah. Tapos na. May sagot ako dyan.
Guys, oh. Go. Sige, Mary. Anong sagot mo?
Sige, to end mine. Ultimately, honestly, no. Just be sure kung ano yung phone na magmamatch sa need nyo. And if it fits comfortably sa kamay nyo, and whichever pocket yung ginagamit nyo. Like, for example, mas skinny jeans ka ba? Or hindi naman, or you're into loose pants or shorts, ganyan. Kasi you should also consider that. And then remember that big phones can get better, pero hindi sila comfortable. So kung hindi comfortable yung ginagamit mo na phone for everyday, isipin nyo, you're gonna use the phone everyday. So parang karelasyon nyo rin yan. So might as well get a phone that is, you know, comfortable to use every minute, every hour, every day. Yun lang.
Agree. I completely agree. And it's also, it all boils down to priority, right? If it's, kung ang priority mo talaga is to take the best, ultimate, most awesome, great photos in 100 times, malay natin yung niche ng content mo, di ba? So, kailangan lahat 100 times zoom, yung priority mo sa buhay, doon ka nagkakapera.
Yung pala. Yung pala yung
naisip ko.
Yung pala yung bubote yung work
pala. Paparazzi ka pala, di ba? So parang by all means, if nagsasacrifice ka sa size, pero yun yung priority mo, get it. Pero, on the other hand, if some people, hindi nila priority yun, and priority nila ay size, meaning priority nila wanting a smaller phone, edi, let them, again, ako, that's why I always say I'm all for having different brands, other choices, because more players mean more competition, means more choices for people who use them. And at the end of the day, kasi parang tayo, diba, it's so easy to get caught up in, oh my God, I didn't get the best phone, or oh my God, what's the best phone, or what did I buy, or what did I spend on? Parang ultimately, technology exists to serve us, the end user, eh. So whatever, like just Mary said, whatever fits you best, go for that. So I guess size matters in relation to you. Pangit to your size? Wow.
Yeah, I was thinking that and then I edited it. I'm glad you said it. So yes, size matters in relation to the user. Oo nga eh, masyado na tayong in sync. So there, thank you so much guys for joining us. Ladies, if you have any, talagang I'm assuming na ladies yung makikinig sa atin. If you have any questions or any topics that you want us to talk about, let us know. We'd love to make chika some more. Sure.
Yeah, definitely. So, and I think that we have social media accounts. They already made them because she was so excited. we'll link it in the show notes and in the description of wherever you're seeing this. I'm assuming you can give us a listen on Spotify. And I'm assuming lahat ng vlog ko, no? And I'm assuming we'll have this video out. So we'll tweet it out. Where can people find you girls? Gusto ko.
Mary,
Mary.
Are we like promoting ours or the women
yes,
in tech?
Girl.
You guys can find me everywhere. I made sure of that. So mamapa TikTok, Instagram.
I love it.
YouTube, Facebook. You can just type Mary Bautista YT and then lalabas na ako. Yeah. Easy as that. Walang kawala. Wait,
girl, I love that. I love how you said that with full confidence. You guys can find me anywhere. I made sure of that.
Yes.
Making
it easy for the people, no? So yeah, in my case naman, I'm part of Unbox PH. We have a website. We're on YouTube. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. So do follow us there. Pero talaga ako, ang close to my heart, itong podcast natin to. Kasi this is us, guys. This is us, really. So I hope you enjoyed it. I always enjoy talking to you ladies. Ano ba? So see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.